From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, records broken in refugee crisis. On this World Refugee Day, new report from the United Nations Refugee Agency says global forced displacement last year reached record-breaking levels. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Last year, 65.3 million people were forcibly displaced, an increase of nearly 5 million over the previous year. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says more people now are being displaced by war and persecution.
24 people displaced every minute. 90% are displaced in poor or middle-income countries.
The report finds three countries, Syria, Afghanistan, and Somalia, produce half of the world's 21 million refugees. 50% of all refugees are children, many of whom become separated from their families while fleeing. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An estimated 30,000 civilians have fled the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the last 3 days, placing a strain on aid agencies. Carl Schembri is with the Norwegian Refugee Council in Baghdad.
Our staff are there on the ground trying to keep up with the needs, providing water, food, shelter, and basic items like mattresses, but we're running out of stocks.
The NRC is just one of the agencies trying to help those displaced by the fighting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared an Iraqi victory in Fallujah, but Iraqi fighters still face snipers and bombs as they fight to eliminate IS militants who have held the city for more than 2 years. The number of people who have managed to leave Fallujah since the month-long offensive began has now topped 80,000. This is VOA News.